Well, Dean, I know you set out to win every game, but how do you feel about having a point from that one?
I think it was a deserved point for both teams, to be honest. I didn't think there was an awful lot in that game today. I thought the conditions probably levelled out the home advantage, you know, because that was like a summer's day in Stoke. And, you know, unfortunately, I thought it made it a scrappy game. I don't think any team had any sustained spells of pressure. I thought we were a little bit sloppy today. I thought we got into really good areas in the first half, but our delivery wasn't quite there. We spoke about putting balls in behind the two centre-halves and making it difficult for them, but I thought we gave them a little bit of heading practice today at times, which, you know, Ryan Shawcross and Ashley Williams, you know, were all over. It was pretty even, Stevens. And then they scored just after half-time, you know, poor defending for us. John McGinn in the end tries to block Joe Allen rather than just drop onto the penalty spot, you know, and he scores a good finish. And then I thought we had a lot of the ball without creating too much clear-cut chances, and they became a threat on the counter with the goal advantage. But, you know, credit to the lads. You know, El Ghazi's been doing really well. I rested Codge for the Middlesbrough game. El Ghazi's took his chance. I didn't quite think it was the game for him today, and changed him with Codge. And Codge has won the penalty, deservedly so, and, you know, scored an equaliser at the end as well. You know, and I think it was a fair result at the end of the day.
Opened up a lot more in the second 45. I mean, no goals in the first and then four in the second as well. Was it a bit too open for you at times?
Well, I think we had to make it open because they were sitting on the lead. You know, they scored very early in the second half, so, you know, we had to... Because I know with this squad that we've got goals in us, so we can go and score against anybody, and we weren't quite creating enough clear-cut chances. You know, sometimes down to a lot of their tactical fouling, which broke up play, and sometimes down to our poor play. But, you know, I've seen Stoke play the last two or three games, and, you know, we have to accept sometimes that people raise their games when they play us, because that's as well as I've seen them play. And I thought, you know, Joe Allen was pivotal in that, in the energy in closing us down that he gave out there. You know, and it made for a tough game for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a point against a promotion rival, so, I mean, that's it's never a bad thing. But again, you know, when you're scoring two goals at home, a clean sheet still is evading you at the moment.
Yeah, I've said before, out of the 10 games, I think I've had four.
Yeah.
You know, so we've had quite a few. We've gone to Derby and got a clean sheet. We've gone to Middlesbrough, had a clean sheet, and we've had two in the first two games here. You know, teams don't create too many clear-cut chances against us. You know, it's a good hit from Joe Allen today, and then it was sloppy defending for the penalty. You know, Almo showed him inside when he should delay him, and we should double up on him as well. And the one thing defensively, I felt we let too many crosses into our box today. And, you know, we've got two players who haven't been playing in them positions for a while. You know, Neil Tyler injured his hamstring. I've got Hutz playing at left back and Almo at right back. And you know, it hasn't, with the injuries that we've had, seven being out this weekend, it's made it tough to work on a lot of things we would normally work on in training.